Welcome to the February 10th edition of KSC News. I'm Paige Orfield. Today we examine voting habits in the Keene State College community. The youth voice was heard in the New Hampshire primary as votes piled in around the state. According to the New York Times, Democratic winner Bernie Sanders pulled 83% of his votes from people ages 18 to 29. Second place winner Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, only pulled 16% of the younger votes. Sanders also beat his opposing Republican winner, Donald Trump, in the youth generation vote. Keene State College students were represented in the results. KSC senior Stephanie McCann says voting is extremely important and that her generation should vote for their opinions to get their voices heard. KSC radio reporter Alison Rancourt went out to speak to students about their participation before the primary.
Amanda Pires, senior. I plan on voting for Bernie Sanders. I think the voice of my generation doesn't get heard because a lot of people aren't informed and so they don't vote.
I want to talk about the debate here because it's a big deal. They just came out today with the New York Times or someone came out with the national numbers.
My name is Margaret Malloy and I'm a junior. To be honest, I'm not very involved in politics. And I haven't invested a lot of time in finding information about, like, the candidates and whatnot, so I don't really feel like participating would be fair to myself or anyone because I don't have a lot of background information. We're kind of in that transition age where, like, either we're interested or we're not.
Stephanie McCann,
I'm a senior.
I'm involved in Keene State Democrats, so I plan to vote on the primary.
I think voting is extremely important, especially because we are in New Hampshire. It's the first primary, so I think that everyone should vote. There's people in my generation who are angry at the government. They should vote for, you know, their opinions and get their voice out there.
While students discussed the importance of voting, KSC reporter Jacob Walker looked into the process of voting registration.
Bernie Sanders!
My name is Emily Rose Bouffard, and I'm a senior at Keene State College. I definitely think that more students are interested in the primary this year, judging by the amount of students who have volunteered for the Bernie campaign, because the candidates are actually focusing on things that young people care about, like having a higher minimum wage and also subsidizing college costs. Well, I actually have already participated by voting by absentee ballot. Since I will not be in my hometown the day of voting where I'm registered, it's super easy. More people should do it. And I'm also volunteering for the Bernie Sanders campaign.
Andrea D'Alessandro. I'm a junior from Keene State. Young people are the future, and there are a lot of things working against us right now that need to change. I'm voting for Bernie Sanders because I'm not sure that I support a socialist president, but I would prefer Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump any day.
Ben Weidman, Keene State College student. I won't be voting this year. I also don't think that the way we register to vote in New Hampshire is good. I think it needs updating. I know you only have to go down to the clerk's office with some ID and fill out a form, but some states now offer online registration.
Stefan Scherenfont, student at Keene State. I do think the number of students' votes would increase, but the state would have to spend a lot of money on setting up this online system, and that money could be invested in other areas.
Students feel that being well-informed plays a major role in the way they vote. KSC radio reporter Jacob Coughlin discovered where students prefer to get their political information.
It's Dylan Renner. I think where you get your information from has 99% of the things to do on how you vote. And I personally get my information from websites that are seemingly unbiased. I feel like recently better news comes out of smaller reporting.
I'm Cassidy Kerr. I'm a junior journalism major student at Keene State College. I think where people get information completely sways their political beliefs. being a journalism major, I like to look at many different websites. I like to look at many different affiliations. The reason being, there are many news organizations that are completely biased.
Well, especially with this year, I think the media is like pumping a ton of their attention and energy into Donald Trump. So that's like the big thing that everyone sees when they sort of are looking at this election. For me, like I watch the news too, but I sort of try not to let it like, you know, blow me out of proportion. I mean, I've like known about Bernie for a long time because he's from like New England or you know, he's like a Vermont senator and everything. So I think it's important for the media to cover what's important versus, you know, what really doesn't matter, or I guess, you know, the candidates in the election that aren't, you know, as focused on helping everybody and sort of just are just, you know, running around doing the most ridiculous things. So.
After hearing from KSE students, I was interested to see how international students viewed American politics.
Mark Dooley from Ireland, international student here studying drama at Keene at the moment. So for a presidential election back home, it would be canvassed the whole country, but because our country is so small, it wouldn't take a year like here. Basically, when you vote as well, you'd have the candidates and you'd put number one for your first vote, number two for your second, and so on.
I'm Emily Shaw. I'm an international exchange student from England.
The voting system's different over here to back home, especially for presidential elections, because Americans direct the president directly. No, sorry, vote for the president directly, whereas we vote for parties instead, and then it's the leader of the party with the most votes becomes the prime minister in England.
My name is Florian Lefebvre. I'm a French student. I'm coming from France, and I'm in Keene State College for a semester. In France, we've got a president too, and every 5 years, we have to vote to have a new president. But the system of election is completely different from America, because the campaign is less private, so with private finance, so there is less money in campaign. Like in America, we have two main parties, now maybe three. One is called Les Républicains, it's a right wing, and the other is called Socialist, and it's a left wing. But it's not the same socialism than in America.
Thanks for listening. This has been Paige Oldfield along with Jacob Walker, Jacob Coughlin, and Alison Runcourt for KSC News.